So, last night, something crazy happened, and this is my voice now, and I guess I got sick. I don't know, it's weird. I actually feel pretty okay. It's just my throat is making this sound a lot, and you know, if I'm to be completely honest, I think that I wish that this was my voice. Not all the time, but sometimes. Because it's crazy. Like, this is... Watch, I can... let me see. Hello, how are you doing? I am doing fine. Thank you very much. It sounds like a robot. I have to, like, pull my chin in when I do that. So, this happened last night, and, I tried to go to bed early, but it doesn't ever work out well for me. And then this morning, the children woke up at 5:15 in the morning, which is so early. They were up so early that even the dog was like, "Hey, it's too early to wake up. I'm a puppy, and I understand this is too early." We just went through, I think it's daylight savings time, which we're saving some daylight. All right. You know, but it's confused everyone. It's thrown the whole week off. And now this voice. And this morning I was trying to get the children ready to go to school. And I was in the other room and I was just like, "All right, guys, time to get your shoes on." And they ignored me. They didn't recognize my voice, and I was like, "All right, guys, time to get your shoes on." And they were just like, "Alexa, stop telling us to put our shoes on." And I was like, I'm not Alexa. I'm your dad. I'm your daddy." So now here's the bananas thing. It's tomorrow. We are supposed to go to one of those crazy water park hotels because the kids have a couple of days off of school. And so, I mean, I just booked it too, like the other day. And, ooh, is it spendy? Yes, it is. And it's a water park. And if I have this, my wife was like, "Well, you're not going." And I was like, "But I am going. I want to go to the water park too. Just because I have a funny voice doesn't mean I can't water park. I can water park with the best of them. Get me on a slide. Get me on the corkscrew. I'll check out a lazy river too. You know, where's the hot tub?" So, I don't know how it's going to work out, though, if I'm to be completely honest. I got in trouble, too, because I was told I had four shows last week in a row. Four nights of shows. And this was last week. And my wife was like, "Well, obviously, it's because you were out for four nights last week." And I was like, "That was last week. I'm not sick now because of last week. Last week was a whole week ago." I mean, it's really was only a few days ago, for him to be completely honest. But I don't see any correlation. Bumper Podcasteers, do you know what correlation means? It means kind of an overlap of facts, of data points or data points. So, you can be like, "Oh, look, this data point lines up with that one. Seems like there's a correlation. Oh, what do you say? The car was rolling down the hill and the brake was on, but I think the brake isn't working." I don't know if that's a correlation. I'm having a difficult time explaining what a correlation is. I know what a coronation is. Now, a coronation is when someone, like a king or a queen, is given their throne and their crown. They're coronated. But that's not what we were talking about, obviously. We were talking about a correlation. And I have, in the last 10 seconds, looked up what a correlation is. And it is a mutual relationship or connection between two or more things. Aha! So I was correct. Research showed a clear correlation between recession levels. Oh, that's not a nice correlation. We don't have to talk about that. I should have read that before. How about this? Research shows a direct correlation between having a sweet tooth and eating a lot of candy. Is a sweet tooth really a thing? Hey! I've been diagnosed. What do you have? Oh, I got the sweet tooth. Really? Who diagnoses you with that? Is that the doctor or the dentist? Oh, no. The person who diagnosed this was Fitzgibbons. He owns the Fitzgibbons candy shop on the corner. He said, I have the sweet tooth. Can you get out of school for that? No, you can't. Now, I apologize that this episode is bouncing around, but you know what? That's what's gonna happen on a day like today. It'd be great if I could have utilized the voice, and it would have been like, oh wow, he's really thought this through. He's got this wackadoo voice, and he's utilizing it. But no, this is just kind of a catch-as-catch-can episode. The other night, one of my children was, he told a fib. He told a bit of a lie. And I said, and there was a lot of stuff on his floor. That was why I said, hey, how did all this stuff get on your floor? I don't know. Well, it's your stuff. How did it get on the floor? I'm cleaning it up for you, but how did it get here? I don't know. Not my stuff. I was like, oh, but it's clearly your stuff. This is definitely your stuff that I'm picking up. Nope. Must have been somebody else in the house. He started throwing people under their bus. And I was just like, nope, that person wouldn't have done it. Nope, that person didn't do it either. I was just like, buddy, you're not in any kind of trouble at all. Why are you feeling the need to lie? Why are you feeling the need to fib about this? I'm not lying. Why would I? I'm not lying. I don't lie. And I was like, all right, relax, settle down. But you are. You're definitely making up a little. You did this, but I, and you know, I just was asking why. There's no reason. No reason. A reason is a reason for your knees in the season. I said, there's no reason to make anything up. And he's just started to get furious. He's like, why does everybody always say I lie? Every time I say something, they say I'm lying. And I was just like, well, that's because you actually do lie quite a bit. Quite a lot. Quite a lot of lies. And he got really mad. And he's like, no one ever believes anything I say. And I was just like, again, you tend to lie a lot. And I was like, he's like the boy who cried wolf. And I was like, you know, he lied a lot and then people stopped believing him. That's what happens. If you lie a lot, people can't trust you. People can't, you know, they're not gonna listen to what you have to say. You're gonna cry wolf and cry wolf and cry wolf and fool people into a point, and then they're gonna just say, no, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to believe you. I'm not going to put my trust in you. And he goes, well, you know, whatever. The wolf didn't even, you know, eat the kid at the end. And I was like, wait, what? But he did. And he's like, nah, the kid was fine. And I was like, no, the wolf ate the kid. The kid in the story of the boy who cried wolf, he got eaten. He got eaten by the wolf. It's the whole point of the thing. He goes, no. The wolf ate the sheep. And I was like, cool, I don't know about the sheep. I'm sure the wolf probably ate them too. But the boy, yeah, he got eaten. That's the whole point of the story. He cried wolf. The townspeople ran over. No wolf. Laughing kid. He cried wolf again. Town ran up. No wolf. Laughing kid. He cried wolf again. Town did not run up. You know who laughed that time? Not the kid. The wolf did. Because he knew he was about to have some dinner. He was about to have some lion kid stew. So what I did was I pulled the story up and thanks internet, and I just read it to him immediately, and we got to, so the kid was annoyed that he was going to have to watch the sheep. He wanted a better, more fun job, and he went into the field eventually with the sheep, and he cried wolf once, and I looked over and my child was asleep. So he doesn't know. Maybe that's why he thinks the kid was okay. Maybe because he's never made it past the third page of this story. So to him, the moral of the story is, go ahead and cry wolf. It's the sheep who's going to get eaten, not you. You're going to be fine. But no. I would say there's a direct correlation between the moral that my son gets out of a story and how quickly he falls asleep when he's listening to the story. Look at me, I brought it all back around to correlation. I feel like I'm gonna be the correlation king. Maybe there'll even be a coronation. Oh, my voice even sounds a little bit better. Maybe I'm feeling better. Maybe that's what happens when you get crowned the king of correlations. Ah, there's a correlation between talking a lot and your voice feeling better. Or, no, it's just the medicine kicking in.